Our next public hearing is conditional use number 2178, Stephen and Carrie Coleman.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a welding and fabrication business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 1.605 acres more or less. The property is lying on the south side of Laurel Road, Route 24, approximately 0.46 mile west of Justice Farm Road. The 911 address is 14716 Laurel Road, Laurel. The tax parcel is District 232, Map 19, Parcel 30. Staff would submit for the record a site plan, comments from the Sussex Conservation District, comments from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, and the results of the DLDOT service level evaluation that did not require a TIS. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application this evening?
Good evening. I appreciate the time this evening. My name is Steve Coleman, and I am currently residing at this residence, and this is my business. We are expanding. We're adding on new employees, and the shop that we're working out of is located just behind our house, and we're just simply outgrowing it. So I'm looking to put up a larger pole building style shop in the lot next door.
All right. What we'd like to do is like to ask a few questions,
sure, if you don't mind.
And we're going to start with Ms. Wingate.
I do have just a couple. So I did notice that you look like you have outgrown it, because there was a lot of activity when I went by here. So would the new building have indoor bathroom facilities? I noticed you had a porta-john out there currently.
I guess we would continue to use the porta-john until I added more employees, and then just kind of grow with it as we needed. So the current plans do not show a bathroom at this time.
Okay. So the number of employees that you will have in this new?
Would still be four, which is what we're up to right now, that are working out of the shop.
Okay. What are the hours that you work out of this?
So our business hours is 7 to 3:30, Monday to Friday. We typically don't work weekends. The occasional Saturday may pop in as work load would, you know, see fit. But
so like till noon on Saturday?
Noon would probably be a good guess, yeah. Yeah, we try not to work too much.
You okay. Know. Would you want a sign put on the, I didn't notice a sign out there already.
I don't know that we would. I mean, we maybe on the building itself, but I don't know that we would need a sign out on the road. A lot of people already know me in the area and know where to find us. So.
Okay. Adding any lighting on the property with the new building?
Maybe just a security light on the outside.
I didn't notice dumpster. Do you have?
We do have dumpsters, yes.
Okay. That's it for me.
Okay.
Thank you.
Home, before we proceed, I just want to make sure that you understand that in this process with a conditional use, is not just a yes or no question. With a conditional use, the commission has the power to place stipulations on the use, such as hours of operation, number of employees, screening of dumpsters, signs, and so on. So when you're considering these issues, just keep that in mind, that many of these things are going to find their way into if the commission chooses to approve this, it would likely to find their way into the approval.
Okay.
So it would be difficult for you to do something different later. Okay. Just want to make sure you knew how the process worked before we continue. And now we'll continue to Mr. Mears.
I think Ms. Wingate covered all of my questions.
Okay.
Mr. Hopkins. What prompted you to initiate this? Because it looks like you've been operating there for a while.
2 years. And I didn't know about having to rezone. When we started this 2 years ago, first and foremost, we had no idea that it would grow to what it has become. You know, thank the Lord we're growing. We're adding jobs and, you know, keeping the local economy going. So what prompted it was a red flag. We paid a fee for a permit to start building, And it threw a red flag, and we were speaking with Mr. Whitehouse, and he was helping us along through this, very helpful, a lot of information, and that's kind of where we are.
That's understandable. So, which kind of leads me to the next question. How are the neighbors about what you're currently doing and what you have intentions to do?
I feel everybody's okay. We haven't had any complaints. We're pretty close with our neighbors, our immediate neighbors, and no one has said anything.
It looked like you got there's farms around there, and which are, you know, there's similar
yes.
type functions.
Yes.
But I did notice it looks like the other side of the lot that you want to, you know, grow into. I think there was some houses there and the other ones. But as far as you know, they're okay.
Yeah, Pike and Darlene Whaley there, and that's our immediate neighbors to the west.
Okay. They're good. Yes. All right. So let's talk vehicles for a minute.
Okay.
How many? You say you have four employees, but then and you also live there, right?
Yes.
So we kind of get a feel for vehicles, employee vehicles, like your personal vehicle, because it's we might need. We may choose to put a limitation. Typically, we do. On the number of vehicles. So,
okay.
Do all four employees drive in?
Yes.
There's four at least.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have personal vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
About how many would that be?
Five.
And then how about company? Like trucks, or is that part of the five?
Yeah, that would be part of the five.
Mm-hmm. And trailers?
Three.
And how about other equipment, like skid steers or backhoes or tractors?
We do, but all that I keep indoors in these buildings that we already have on the property. Obviously, to keep them nice. But yes, we own a forklift, a small crane, things, and all them are kept indoors.
Is there a possibility that some of that would need to be outside?
I don't want it sitting outside.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
So then part of it, does he have to get state approval for turning in on that other lot or not?
Well, it's one parcel of land. It's just the other side of the lot. So I believe he's been in contact with DelDOT regarding the entrance.
Yes. So DelDOT would be dictating
DelDOT
the
would
entrance.
Dictate.
Yep.
The entrance.
Yeah. Okay.
Good luck.
There's an existing culvert there now, but I think what they're alluding to is they want to widen that.
Okay. But you're sure that you don't want a sign out front?
I don't feel we need one out front.
Because if you would decide later that you would want one, you just have to come back through again. Isn't that how it works?
Sure.
Correct.
Yeah.
But I can appreciate you going either way on that. I think that's all the questions I have.
Ms. Stevenson.
Okay, just to have it on the record, none of this work goes on outside. It's all undercover.
It will be undercover in the new shop, yes.
And will you be storing any things outside, any supplies or other things?
There would be a steel rack alongside the building. That would be for 20-foot lengths of raw material that we would use to, you know, to cut up and fabricate things with. But
okay. All right. That's fine. And otherwise, that's it. Thank goodness you're around. It's hard to find people who can do welding and fabrication.
Well, thank you.
Okay. Just wait up. Help me. Ms. Cornwell.
You stated you have four employees, but you're looking to grow. About how many employees are you looking to grow? Are you looking to double or just, you know, six? Because if there's a condition on the number of employees, we'll want to make sure you have the ability to,
sure.
to grow.
Sure. So I don't want to limit God in any way. And he is, but I mean, we have blown up. And I never would have imagined this the way it's going. So I don't want to limit myself on how many employees we add on. I mean, if I have my way, I want to add 100. But
you might
I don't
site with
so what we're using, this is
I think we're going that far.
Yeah, this is a stepping stone for us as a business. We had toyed around with the idea of leasing, long-term lease or anything. In the town of Laurel, there really wasn't a lot available for businesses to grow into. It was either too large or there just wasn't anything smaller. So we were trying to go this route first. But this is considered a stepping stone for us.
So would this allow for you to double the number of employees or triple?
This would allow us to, I don't know that we'd want to double, but I could add on two to three more.
Okay.
Yeah. And I do have positions open right now. I don't want to hire anybody until we expand because we're just busting at the seams.
That's all I had.
I did have one more. I want to circle back on the time.
Okay.
We've given other people the benefit of just understanding if they did want the whole sign thing. You're allowed at a 4x8. I mean, sometimes, let me rephrase that.
Tell them you want a sign.
Sometimes.
Just say, well, if I, yes, just
the,
take
the biggest option. Sign that we would be, I guess, allowed to
You think he was in the sign business or something?
It's 4x8, and it can be lit. That's enough. Okay, so now we'll move on to the next thing. I want to circle back, because I think this would be more important for you. The start time and stop time. That's when the employees roll in. Now it's a little bit trickier, probably, to police that when you're also living there. But if you want employees to drive into your place at 7 o'clock, then you really don't want to be asking for 7:30.
He said 7.
You did say 7.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
7 to 3:30.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So okay, that's good. 7 to 3:30. So if you want them driving out at 4 o'clock, you might want to ask for 5 o'clock or whatever.
Okay.
Because if they're late and then they're driving out, we just try to might as well ask for what's reasonable.
That makes sense.
Or even 6.
And I'll just, Mr. Hawkins does bring up a good point on that, because people think of hours of operation, the hours that the business is open, but that's not necessarily the hours that the employees are there. And we've had situations where the operator of the business viewed it one way and the neighbors viewed it another, and it led to conflict. So that's okay. Why he brings up a good point on that.
Sure. And we're talking about, we're in the construction business, so things don't always go well.
Sure.
And, we can say that all day long, but, there'll be times they'll have to stay late to finish a job to meet a deadline. So I can't, nail that one at 3:30 every day.
So you're comfortable with that?
Which brings me to another thing on this time business. Are you sure that you never do any work on a Saturday?
I'm not sure we don't.
All right.
No, it would be an occasional Saturday.
Do you think
Saturday.
That would be a useful thing to have, the ability to work on a Saturday?
It would be, yes.
Okay.
Yes,
I think
very
we said
useful.
7 to noon, I think is what we're talking
yeah,
about.
I will tell you, we will not conduct business on Sundays.
Okay.
I'm a firm believer.
Well,
we'll be in church till noon. So.
Okay.
There you go. So 7 to 5:30 Monday through Friday, and Saturday 7 to noon. Are you good with that?
Let's do, if we could do 7 to 3:30 on Saturday.
7 to 3:30.
That opens up. And...
And 7 to 5:30 Monday through Friday.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
What do you think?
I'm fine. Yeah.
I think so.
Things happen. It's the construction business. Believe me.
You've been there, I'm sure.
Yep. Anything else? Anyone?
One thing I just wanted to point out to the commission, because I didn't realize that that sort of pink shaded piece, there's B1 right next to this also. So although it's mostly Air 1, there's a piece of B1 property.
That's B1 right there?
Correct.
Yeah, I thought that was a residence.
Yes.
Yeah.
It may be a residence.
It could be a residence
zone
there,
B1.
But somebody got it zoned.
They had a small shop.
Oh, he does?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they ran a small business out of there.
Exactly. Right. I bring that up because that sort of shows consistency.
Well, it does. It does. Okay.
You said it started small. This is just for the record. Did it sort of start as a home occupation? Was it just you and then it sort of grew from there?
Yes. It was myself and my son. And then we've added.
That's all I need to know.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. Yes, indeed. We thank you. You'll take
thank
a seat
you.
Nearby. We'll
okay.
see if there's anyone that has an interest in your application.
Thank
is
you.
There anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2178? No, I'm sorry. Yes, number 2178, Stephen and Carrie Coleman. Yes, sir. Come on up here. Give us your name. Even though I know who you are, you got to tell everybody else.
Okay, I'm Lawrence Justice, and I've known Stephen Carey a long time and their parents before that, and they have done spruced up where they live now, and keep it nice and neat. And if you've seen, I own a lot, two places down from them. My daughter owns one there. And I used to own, you know that, all that farmhouse across the road.
Sure.
And it'd be a small business that's needed because we need somebody to fix farm machinery. And, you know, it's like if I break down, they would be handy.
It'd be handy for sure. We're not far to go.
Yep, that's it right there.
Right.
And it's a young couple starting a new business, and I just praise the Lord for that. Because too many of them sitting around waiting for government to pay them for something. Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much. Good to see you.
It's always nice to see you. Okay, anyone else like to speak in favor?
Hello.
Hey.
My name is Amy Thomas, and I may be a little biased. My husband is one of Steve's employees.
Okay.
And I just wanted to go for the record that Steve is a very honest and hardworking businessman, and they really need this space to make the business more economical for them and for them to be in a more safe environment where they can spread out a little bit. And I just wanted to put on the record that it is in the middle of farmland, and so farmers' hours are not regular business hours, and so there are trucks going up and down that road into the farms nearby from sunup till sundown. So I don't see there would be any negative impact. I just think that he would actually make a more productive impact on the community, and we really need it in Laurel. So.
All righty.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else like to speak in favor? Is there anyone who would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2178? Okay, then, there being none, anyone on the commission have any further questions? All right, that being the case, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thanks. Our next public hearing.